The Youth's Instructor, February 9, 1893. Words to the Young. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. Those who in sincerity present this prayer to our Heavenly Father will not pray in vain. As we see our great need of help from God, we may look up and away from ourselves. As we seek the Lord not with lip service, but with our whole hearts, we shall be brought in contact with Christ. We can afford to renounce every evil thing for Christ's sake, that we may say that we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, that we walk not in craftiness, or handle the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth commend ourselves to every man's conscience. The religion of Christ will uplift the life to an elevated standard. The inward work of the Spirit of God humbles human pride by causing us to understand something of the tender mercies and loving kindness of God. My young friends, have you been seeking to obtain righteousness by your own good works? Have you been comforting yourselves in the thought of your own merits? You can never find true consolation in thus doing. When you discover your own inefficiency and look to the source of your strength, with yearning entreaty, saying, "Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord, let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me," you will obtain light. If you believe the word of God, relying upon his pledged word, ask and ye shall receive, and comfort and peace and hope will come. If you are sincere in your prayers, you will act in accordance with them. You will diligently study the scriptures, that you may understand what is truth, that you may cooperate with God and not work at cross purposes with your own prayer. The youth have many temptations, but there would be hundreds of youth where now there is one, in the King's service, if from childhood they obeyed their parents in the Lord. The youth desire to be free from restraint and be left without counsel and admonition, and Satan finds ready access to the mind. Divine agencies draw them through the faithful instruction of parents, and through the ministry of the Word, and light from heaven shines upon their minds and hearts, and the tender cords of the love of Jesus draw them. Yet, if these heavenly influences are resisted, they will all be in vain. But why not give the heart to Jesus? The smallest and the weakest may place themselves under the very best influences and receive strength and obtain right impressions and be able to shun the society of those whom they know they cannot benefit and who will tempt them to do evil. You cannot have faith that the Lord will keep you by his loving kindness and by his truth continually preserve you when you do not place yourselves in the channel of light. Then shun bad companions and choose the good. The seed of truth sown in the heart must receive the bright beams of the sun of righteousness in order to grow. The seeds of truth which do not spring up and grow soon lose their power to germinate, and they perish. But weeds of evil habits will spring up and flourish. The precious plants of love, joy, patience, courtesy, meekness, and humility need to be carefully cultivated if they grow and improve. Do not be content with a superficial piety, but, young friends, grow in grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Are you making advancement? Is the plant of grace waxing into a tree or withering away? Present yourselves humbly and often at the throne of grace, and tell Jesus your every want, and do not think anything is too small for him to notice. The Lord loves to have you seek him and tell him your trials, as a child would talk with his parent. When you pray, believe Jesus hears you and will do the things you ask of him. Show that you have perfect trust in Jesus, and ever seek to do those things that you know will please him, and you will have peace in Christ.